Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. You're about to hear an episode of Serving Today, which is a program for pastors and church leaders. It will also be of interest if you're involved in discipling others, or perhaps you teach the Bible one-to-one or in a small group. Serving Today will be a helpful resource for a wide range of believers. Welcome to Serving Today, the program for the servants of God. I'm pleased that you could be with us again. From Slavery to Service, the last in the series. Well, here on Serving Today, we come to the final talk on the book of Exodus in the series From Slavery to Service. We've seen that God is the Saviour, the King and the Warrior, and that He calls His people to live for Him, that He is the one who is faithful and who is holy. Doug Johnson, who's been helping us, joins us again to introduce the passage and the title for the closing talk.
Yes, we're going to consider the God who is near, and we're looking particularly at Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 to 38.
And what can you tell us by way of background to this passage?
As we've worked through Exodus, we've seen God saving his people, bringing them out of slavery. And we've seen God saying that this people is a people for himself in chapter 19. And then as we get to chapter 20, we begin to look at the way that they will serve God, the way they will live for him. And so we've seen that there are laws in Exodus that are given to show people how to live as the saved people of God. And one of the great things about being the saved people of God is that as they serve him, they have the wonder, the blessing of God living with them. And much of the last part of Exodus is concerned with the setting up of the tabernacle, because the tabernacle is the sign that God was with them. That's where his name would dwell, where he comes to live among his people. And that's what we're considering now.
And what would you say is the key point of this particular sermon?
That God is with his people to guide them and to keep them safe.
Before coming to the headings in the main talk, how would you approach this sermon? How would you introduce it?
Well, as we come to the end of the book of Exodus, we're actually going to be at the beginning of the greater part of Israel's story, Israel's journey to the promised land. So I think we need to see that they've been given laws by God to show them how to live as his people, that they've been given the plan and the pattern for the tabernacle. And the tabernacle is the place where God will dwell, the symbol of his presence with them. And by the end of the book, they've built the tabernacle exactly to God's design. And as they were to cross the desert, living in tents, God will actually be with them, and his tent, the tabernacle, will be the sign that he is there. God's intention is that when they leave Sinai, they do not leave him behind. Each time his tent is set up, the glory of the Lord comes down on it, just as it did on Mount Sinai, to show that God is with his people. Setting up the tabernacle is all part of Israel's new life. It's interesting to see that they're working now to a new calendar. A year after leaving Egypt on the first day of the first month, they're now on the first day of the first month of the second year, chapter 40, verse 17, completing the tabernacle with everything in its right place. Because it is so important, Scripture records lots of details concerning this, chapter 25 to 40, are mainly about the planning, the material, and all that is needed for it. Everything has to be just right, and it has to be the best it can be, because this is the tent of God. And although the people gave the material, the wood, the cloth, the gold, it doesn't mean that they own it. It is wholly dedicated to God, and that is done by anointing everything with oil. Now, this anointing with oil is not some magical process. It's simply marking it out as separate, as belonging to God. The tabernacle was not an idea thought up by the people, who then asked God to bless it. It was given by God. And in doing things his way, the people were blessed with his presence. And the last part of the chapter tells us about that, the coming of the presence of God amongst them.
Before we come to the talk itself, let's just read those verses in Exodus chapter 40, verses 34 to 38. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. So the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the Israelites during all their travels. Doug, what's going to be the first heading for this talk?
The first heading is God is with his people, and I want to look at verses 34 and 35 in particular. Moses has been in charge of the work. He has been moving around the tabernacle as it is being built. He's overseeing its construction. But this doesn't make him the master or the owner of it. We tend to think that churches today belong to those who gave money for their building. But that is not right. Clearly seen with the tabernacle is that God owns it, and God shows it in a very definite way. Just look at those first two verses again. Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Moses could not enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled upon it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. Do you see that even Moses, the great leader, the great lawgiver, the agent of the Lord, couldn't enter the tabernacle? God had moved in, as it were, and shown clearly it was his. And even Moses could not go in, because where God is in his holiness, sinful people cannot enter. But, wonderfully, God provides a way for that to happen, for people to come and meet with him, for sinful people to come into his presence. And he does this through the sacrifices that are spelt out for us in the beginning of the book of Leviticus. The cloud, the glory of God, shows that God is there with his people. And this is the greatest blessing that they can know. And it's true for us today. Jesus, by his sacrifice of himself, has opened the way for us into the great tabernacle, as it were, of heaven, into the presence of God, so that we can go in and be with him. You can read about that in Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 to 16.
Okay, so that was the first heading, God is with his people. What's the next heading going to be?
Well, looking at verses 36 and 37, the next heading is that God guides his people. You see, a problem for God's people in every age is to presume that God is with them regardless of what they do. And when some people pray, they seem to assume that God will do whatever they ask. But they, and we in our turn, cannot simply expect God to be there to do what we want. And our passage, I think, helps us to see that. If you look at verses 36 and 37. In all the travels of the Israelites, whenever the cloud lifted from above the tabernacle, they would set out. But if the cloud did not lift, they did not set out until the day it lifted. Do you see what's happening here? They move only at God's command. When the cloud comes on the tabernacle, they set up camp and they stay put. When it lifts, they move on and they follow God. You see, God is in charge of every step, in charge of every stage of the journey. They are dependent on him, showing them when and where to go. They must therefore look to him, not a question of coming up with their own ideas and plans, but waiting on God's plan. It is this kind of obedience that makes the people different from the rest of the world. As they had to be in step with God in this way, so we as Christians, as Paul tells us in Galatians 5, must live by the Spirit and need to keep in step with the Spirit. not expecting God simply to bless our ideas and plans, but going to him first for guidance and help.
Thank you, Doug. And what's the final heading in this talk, God, the one who is near?
Well, looking at the very last verse of chapter 40, verse 38, I think my last heading is that God stays with his people. We have seen how God appeared to Moses at the burning bush and how he promised to rescue his people. We read about that in chapter 3 of the book. Now, all of that has been achieved. He has brought this people to himself. He has bound them to himself by his covenant, giving them instructions concerning how to live as his people, and he's given them the sign of his presence with them, the tabernacle. But that is not all. He stays with his people. So, verse 38, the cloud of the Lord was over the tabernacle by day, and fire was in the cloud by night, in the sight of all the house of Israel, during all of their travels. Did you notice how many times the word all appears there? God's people have the certainty of God with them. When? Well, all of the time, by day and by night. How do they know? Well, all of the people know. Everybody knows. And where do they have this certainty? Well, all through their lives, all through their journeys, everywhere they go. They have no need to try to travel on their own through life. And neither do we as God's people. As we've already seen as Christians, we live by the Spirit and need to keep in step with the Spirit. And so we can follow in the way that God shows us.
Thank you very much, Doug. How are you going to bring this sermon to a close, and indeed the whole series to a close?
One of the great things about Scripture, both Old and New Testament, is that they speak with a single voice. And just as God in the Old Testament promised to be with his people, so he does in the New as well. So, for example, in our passage, he's talked about being with his people. In Joshua, he says that he will be with them every step of the way. And in the New Testament, we have the same promise from Jesus himself. I just want to read to you the last two verses of Matthew's Gospel. Here, Jesus is commissioning his disciples and telling them what they should do, but also giving them a promise. This is what he says: "Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And surely," and here's the great promise, "and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age."
Well, that's such an encouragement on which to end this series of talks based on the book of Exodus. And our final thanks to Doug Johnson for taking us through this whole series. So, this is Andrew Cook saying goodbye. May God's presence continue to be with the servants of Christ. We hope you enjoyed listening to Serving Today, a podcast from the Grace Baptist Mission Radio team. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you can email us. The address is servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. That's servingtoday@gbm.org.uk. You can also follow us on Twitter. The address there is @servingtodaygbm, @servingtodaygbm. Thanks for listening, and goodbye.